The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. The NBA season tips off tonight, Tony. You have basketball fever?
Tony Kornheiser, maybe. Does it give you a fungal infection in your armpits?
No. Come on now.
Just wondered about that.
No kind of fungal. We don't mention fungal on this show. We don't go there.
82 game, 84 month season.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls.
In today's episode, the Phillies and Padres start their NLCS, and Kendrick Perkins joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with a crack in the wall regarding Dan Snyder. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay told reporters this afternoon at the league owners meeting in New York that he believes there are grounds to seriously consider removing Snyder as owner of the Washington Commanders. Said Irsay, and I quote, "You have to protect the game and what we're about. That's not what we're about," unquote. And he added of Snyder, quote, "He can investigate me until the cows come home. I'm not going to back off," unquote. Wilbon, what is your reaction to this?
Tony, my reaction is the same as it was Thursday morning when I texted you after the latest reports on ESPN and the Washington Post came out that Dan Snyder had been bragging to his friends and associates that he was digging up dirt on other owners and the commissioner of the league. I texted you that morning and I said, Tony, this is the first step for the end of Dan Snyder. They will do what the NBA community, depending on who you decide that was, did with Robert Sarver in Phoenix and forced him out, essentially, forced him to sell. Whether or not Snyder is removed or sells, I don't want to get bogged down in that. Snyder will be forced aside at some point. It may very well be to sell the team. But, Tone, there are too many owners. I told you, they're not going to take this lying down. That Dan Snyder is digging up dirt on them. That immediately calls to mind blackmail for me.
Yeah.
And that these owners aren't going to take that. And so this is what we're seeing now.
So you will understand this, of course, and I will tell this for people that are watching who don't live in Washington, D.C. There's not a day that goes by that Wilbon and I are not asked about Dan Snyder. If I'm walking my dog at 6 a.m. and people are picking up garbage, guy leans out of the truck and just looks at me and he goes, "What's the deal with Snyder?" I was at the Safeway today, and the lettuce aisle, the guy stacking the thing said, "Are we getting rid of Snyder or what?" I mean, this happens everywhere that we go. I am extraordinarily surprised that it would be Jim Irsay who would do this, because Jim Irsay has had personal problems of his own. He has, and I want to be accurate on this, he has fought drug addiction through his own admission. He's once given a 6-game suspension and fined $500,000 by the league after pleading guilty to driving while intoxicated. You would think if you were digging up dirt on anybody, it would be easy to dig up dirt on Jim Irsay. So for him to come out and say, "I don't care what you think about
me, more damning,
this is bad for the league."
Yeah.
That is very significant. Yeah. I am not one who thinks he will go. I have, even though what Al Michaels did the other night on Thursday night showed you the path that the owners would be on. I think they have to have him with his hands in something. And I don't know that they have that, though. God knows there are commissions out there looking into him. Congress is, the D.C. Attorney General is. I think it's got to be substantive, and I think it's got to be direct. But you think he's gone?
Yes.
I am not ready to say that yet.
I told you Sarver was gone. Did I not? I said every day, Tony, there's more to this, there's more to this, there's more to this. Tone, there's more to this. And there's enough out there now. You can say hand in the cookie jar if you want.
They have to wait for the reports.
Okay, the reports are coming.
There's a Mary Jo White report. They have to wait.
Tony, they don't have to wait.
Have you seen them?
No. That's not my point. They, the owners, don't have to wait if they think they have 3/4 vote. Now, they may decide to wait to buttress their position. Any way you cut it, I think Dan Snyder is gone. Gone meaning likely selling that franchise, whether forced to by the community, which is largely what happened in Phoenix, or whether it's the ownership. It doesn't matter. At some point, there's going to be a change in ownership, I think, relatively soon, in Washington. Finally, I believe
that. I'm resisting that.
I understand.
Just now.
Okay, we'll
I'm
see.
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Not there yet.
You're going to be asked about it tomorrow, too. Is your answer going to change any tomorrow morning?
No.
Yeah, well, mine will.
No.
Let's move to baseball in tonight's game one of the National League Championship Series. The 87-win Phillies eliminated the defending champ Braves to get here, while the 89-win Padres took down the 111-win Dodgers. It's an unexpected matchup, Tone, the NLCS. Which way are you leaning?
Yeah. I'm leaning to the Phillies. I've told you for a couple of years now that I think that they have the second best everyday lineup in the National League behind the Dodgers. They have eliminated two division champions, which no one has done to this point. Their starting pitching is good. Their bullpen got better. They don't field very well. That can hurt them. But they have pop, Mike. They have, in Schwarber and Hoskins and Harper and Realmuto, they had 205 home runs this year. And San Diego had 150-something, 153, 154. I watch them a lot. I think they're pretty good. I think they're a little bit better than the Padres.
Let me ask you, answer the question by asking you one. The Dodgers have pop? Dodgers have pop in their lineup?
Dodgers have pop.
They have pop. Where are they?
Dodgers have pop.
Where are they? At the crib.
They're out.
Uh-huh.
They're out.
So as my man Timmy Hardaway would say, at the crib, Wilbon, at the crib. All right. So Darvish, Snell, Musgrove, they're in the rotation, right? They're anchoring
the Padres
rotation. What month is this?
That's right.
It's October.
This ain't May
or June or August. It's time for pitching to dominate the stage. And that's what happened with the Padres in the series against them. Let me say it again. 111-win Dodgers. Going with them.
That's right.
Going with the Padres in that pitching.
But
starting pitching.
Don't sleep on the Phillies pitching. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It is. Not as good as
the NBA Padres. Season begins tonight with two marquee games. The Eastern Conference champion Boston Celtics host the perpetually contending and failing 76ers. And the defending league champion Warriors play the perpetual publicity machine of the Los Angeles Lakers. Wilbon, which of these games do you find more compelling?
Boston-Philly. Just because the Lakers are compelling for, TMZ reasons. Internet, you wouldn't even know. Social media reasons, Instagram reasons. The Lakers aren't championship material. They're just not. And especially if you're going to tell me that Russell Westbrook doesn't even start the season coming off the bench because he's got this hammy, whatever, to whatever extent it is. So, No. Philly, Boston. Because, Tony, I'm going to say something now that's probably going to shock you. I think Embiid and Harden Harden, who I'm often critical of, can lead Philadelphia to the NBA Finals. I believe that. They got to go through Boston to get there, but those storylines are great, Tone, and those are two championship contenders, not one, which is the case with Golden State and the Lakers.
I'm not going to argue any of that. One of these games isn't even a game. It's not a game, so I'm not going to argue that. I'm going to tell you that tonight is dominated by two stories that happened off the court, at least one was in a practice court, that are affecting these teams tremendously. There's real drama here. The Boston Celtics got rid of a coach for at least a year and maybe forever for something that had nothing to do with basketball.
Right.
He was coached for 1 year and he went to the NBA championship and now he's a ghost. And they gave the job to a 34-year-old kid. I don't know how that's going to work out. The Warriors have Ali and Frazier in their huddle, okay? And you don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know if they can stay away from a fight or screaming or touching or whatever, and they'll be under tremendous scrutiny, Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. These are stories here and not necessarily just this one game, right? That's what I'm saying.
I get you. I'm not going to disagree with you on that at all, Tom.
Okay, let's take a break. Coming up, we will ask Kendrick Perkins about what advice he has for Zion as he returns to the court.
We'll also ask him whether the Suns will split apart this season. Split apart.
These may be the two best teams in basketball, and they are torn apart, it seems to me.
Maybe.
Seems to me.
Possible.
Well,
very possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, brought to you by Twisted Tea, part of Happy Hour.
In a story we broke in our first segment, the NBA season begins tonight, which makes it a perfect time to bring in our great friend from NBA Today, Mr. Kendrick Perkins, who we love, and we're going to start with this. We'll start with the Warriors. Okay, so the Warriors host the Lakers tonight. Are you concerned that they can get past that punch that everybody has seen because of TMZ? Everybody knows it. Can they get past it?
You know what? I'm not concerned, and I believe that they can get past it. And I think when you think about Draymond Green, I think he has no choice. Let's talk about him for a second. He has to get past it and lock back in to basketball, because Kuminga and James Wiseman are on his heels like a pair of socks when it comes down to minutes being played at that 4 and 5 position. So Draymond, although we know how valuable he is and how valuable he's been, he has to lock in because his spot and his minutes are up for grabs right now with those two young guys. Now, when you look at Jordan Poole's situation, Jordan Poole just got a whole lot of lettuce. And we know one thing, money don't solve all problems, but I guarantee you it'll solve this problem.
Kirk, we know that's one big storyline going into this season. Let's jump to another one, the Nets. Well, the Nets and the Pels, they play tomorrow. And actually, I'm going to go more to the Pelicans. Zion looks great, dropped 30 pounds or so, it says, and it looks like, and he's still just 22 years old. If you were playing with him and you were playing with some young phenoms, what would you be in his ear, Zion, with that team on the verge of something good? What would you be telling him?
You know what? Be consistent. And I'm not talking about be consistent for as what he's going to produce on the floor. I want Zion to be consistent. This is what I tell you. Zion, be consistent in your everyday habits. You could tell on his face that he's in a great place, great spirit. He surrounded himself with great individuals for us in his camp. And now all of a sudden you have to maintain and hold yourself accountable throughout the course of this season, meaning getting the proper rest, making sure you stay on your diet and meal preparation plan, making sure that you come in and punch in the clock, get the necessary treatment, ice tub, things to that nature. If I'm a veteran in that locker room, I'm not worried about what he brings on the floor. I'm just going to continue to acknowledge and make sure he stays the course with his off-the-court actions.
Man, you and Chris Paul sound so much alike, which is a natural transition since I mentioned Chris Paul, to the Suns, my Suns, Perk. They got drummed out of the playoffs, as we know, by the Mavericks in that Game 7. Mm. And they had a sort of a tumultuous offseason with front office stuff and, you know, Monty and Ayton apparently not talking, even though they apparently have talked now. From what you expect of the Suns, you think they're going to get it together and be like they were last season or fall apart and not be what they have been?
Well, I don't know if they're going to be what they were last season. I think they're going to be right in the thick of things, but they have a lot of healing to do. And I don't know if they had they coming to Jesus meeting yet. I'm pretty sure with the leadership of Chris Paul and Monty Williams, they have addressed a lot of problems. Listen, Cam Johnson, he didn't get his rookie extension. That's another problem that's at stake. But far as DeAndre Ayton, I put this ownership on Monty Williams to make sure he get that situation right. He was the number one pick for this organization. He's one of the top big centers in the NBA. You have to embrace that young fella. You have to let him know that you have his back. And he's willing to work, and he's willing to be accepted. I read an article by our guy, Mark Spears, who sat down with DeAndre Ayton, and he said how, you know, he's all about his family, how he's matured. Now it's on Monty Williams to make sure that relationship stays tight-knit and they develop the trust in each other.
We will get you out of here on this. We'll go from one big man to another big man. Obviously, you're aware of Victor Wembanyama. Wilbon has a high school crush on this kid, says he's the greatest prospect he's ever seen.
Yep.
You're a big man. You understand how big men play. Teams are going to tank for this guy if he is indeed that good. When you watch him play, what do you see?
Well, one, when you talk about overseas players, he has the same hype as Yao Ming did, and rightfully so. But this guy is one of one. He's a generational talent. The way that he's able to step outside on the perimeter and shoot threes and handle the ball, turn around and fadeaways over both shoulders, and the way that he protects the basket. And the thing I love about him the most, his tenacity and his arrogance. He knows he's that guy. I told my family this the other day. I said, it's one person right now that I would spend my hard-earned money to go and buy floor seats to watch, and it is him, Victor. Wow. I would actually buy and purchase our family season tickets to the Rockets game and only go to one Rockets game, and that's when they are two. That's when they play him. That's how elite and that's how fantastic this young man is.
Man. Wow. Like, you're more in love with him than Wilbon is.
Take that. Perk and I are tag team on that.
He's more in love with him than you are. Thank you, Perk, as always.
See you soon.
Start the season with you. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all, legends. Thank y'all.
Let's take one last break. Still to come with Cliff Kingsbury, Wilbon's guy out in Arizona, give up the play calling for the Cardinals.
That ain't all he's going to be giving up if he's not careful. Jackson State coach, our man Dion, reveals whether he's open to offers from Power 5 teams.
Does everybody look at Wembanyama this way? Everybody you talk.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 64th birthday, Thomas Hearns. The hitman came out of the Kronk Gym in Detroit, and in his career, he held five different world titles, from welterweight through middleweight and up to light heavyweight. Hearns fought in an era of great lighter-weight boxers, including Ray Leonard, Marvin Hagler, and Roberto Duran. Hearns' career record was 61-5-1, and his most famous fight was one he lost. It was against Hagler in 1985 at Caesar's Palace, and it was a whirlwind. Hearns pressed the action early, opening up a cut over Hagler's eye in the first round. In the second round, Hearns slowed a bit. In the third round, after the cut reopened, Hagler fought wildly and knocked Hearns out at the 152 mark. 8 minutes of fury. Many people think it's the greatest fight ever.
Non-heavyweight fight. Is that your favorite fight or greatest fight ever? You've seen a lot of years.
I'll tell you this. I talked to Al Michaels about this. He called the fight. He said that first round is the greatest round he ever saw.
Wow.
Said that.
That qualifies. That
Happy anniversary.
Something.
Harold Red Grange. On this day 98 years ago, the Galloping Ghost accounted for six touchdowns in Illinois' 39-14 win over Michigan. Grange returned the opening kickoff 95 yards for a touchdown. He scored on touchdown runs of 66, 55, and 40 yards in, hello, the first 12 minutes of the game. Grange later rushed for one more touchdown and passed for yet another. Grange dropped out of Illinois his senior year to begin a professional career with Chicago Bears in the fledgling National Football League. Grange was as big a star as Babe Ruth and Jack Dempsey. Illinois is enjoying a renaissance this season under Brett Bielema. The Illini are 6-1. They're now ranked number 18. Mike, it's the first time they've been ranked since 2011.
Yeah, Tony, I think that's the same stadium, by the way, Memorial Stadium in Champaign. Grange, Dick Butkus, I mean, you know, Bobby Mitchell, Nitschke? Those guys played on that, Tone. And by the way, how about Grange, Sayers, Payton? Any franchise have running backs as great as that trio? Anybody touch that?
Oh, no.
The answer is no.
How about your quarterbacks?
Well,
how about your quarterbacks?
We don't do so well on
quarterbacks. Happy trails to Cliff Kingsbury calling plays. The Cardinals are 2-4. They rank 16th in the NFL in total offense, 22nd in scoring. Kyler Murray's having his worst season, a career-low 5.6 yards per pass attempt. So the Arizona coach, Cliff Kingsbury, is open to giving up play-calling duties. Kingsbury said, quote, "I'm open to anything that helps us score more and win," unquote. Kingsbury may be trying to get out in front of a troubling trend. His teams annually collapse late. 2019, Cardinals started 3-3-1, lost 7 of the last 9. 2020, started 5-2, lost 6 of their last 9. Last year, started 7-0, lost 7 of the last 11. 2-4 start may have Kingsbury panicked, Mike.
Tony, the next time we do Happy Trails to Kingsbury, it could just be Happy Trails. I mean, I don't know how long the Cardinals are going to just go like this, where they have those second halves and those final quarters of the season where they just stack up losses after getting off to some pretty good starts in there. 5-2 was one of them, 7-0. You know, you can't keep having that. But look, if he's trying to ward this off with this change, good for him.
He did this in college, too. It's a perpetual problem. And maybe somebody else should call the plays at that point. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Deion Sanders, I'm sorry for coughing. Sorry. Deion Sanders tells 60 Minutes he'd be a fool not to entertain Power 5 job offers. That makes sense, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, the money, not just for him, but for his assistant coaches who could, you know, actually need it as opposed to Deion. But Deion's earned the right to do whatever he wants to do. Wearing a gold jacket. Jerry Jones told 105.3 The Fan in Dallas he thinks Dak will be ready to play against the Lions on Sunday. Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised at all. Cooper Rush did his job. He handed the baton off. Dak Prescott makes $40 million a year for 4 years. Come on now, $160 million, he plays. Washington coach Ron Rivera says Taylor Heineke will get the start against the Packers. Will the team be better?
Yes. You know there are people in town that think that Heineke should have been starting for them anyway. Shohei says he had a rather negative impression of this season. What are you reading into that?
Okay, he's got one more year left on his contract. He'd be the biggest fish in the pond in baseball. If he's unhappy and he leaves, his contract will be enormous. Last one, the 3-0 Golden Knights at the 2-0 Flames tonight. Who you got?
The Golden Knights have reversed pretty well here, Tony. I'll go with the Golden Knights to stay hot, get number 4.
You're a big Golden Knights fan, right? Over years and years and years. That's what I've always been told. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Dr. Tom Loughney, shout out.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Nitschke wasn't at Illinois, I don't think. Where was Nitschke? We got to wait till tomorrow. That's a teaser.
Now. How about that game last night?
Here's Sports
Center. How about that game?
What game?
How turgid was that?
Garbage. Thursday night garbage.
No, it was Monday night. Oh.